Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today, and today we're reading from Colossians in the 4th chapter, beginning in verse 1. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Withal praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is beloved, a beloved brother, a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things that are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow laborer, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom ye received commandments. If he come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision. These only are my fellow laborers unto the kingdom of God, which I have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nympha. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read into the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. We should learn how we are admonished from experience how to treat others, whether believers or not. Persons that have supervision over others should be very mindful of the wisdom of Jesus Christ. As you would that others do unto you, do you also unto them. When we remain faithful in prayer and demonstration of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we please God, and his favor will envelop us. And this is helping us to gain people of God everywhere. When we take our time and we begin to give heed to the direction of the gospel of Jesus Christ and not allow ourselves to let our flesh get in the way, keep people out of our ears that don't know the gospel, have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We need to be very mindful of them in our lives, talking to us, trying to give us direction as we walk in the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that the Bible teaches us that a man must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. So when people don't follow through with what Jesus prophesied and brought to fruition, and they refuse to allow that to happen to them, we know right then that they're not going to be beneficial to us because they don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. And this is why it's so important that we give heed to the gospel. We read what's written, allow the indwelling of the Christ of God to help us understand what's written, so we can help those that have some zeal, but they lack the knowledge, to know that they're still in darkness, having just the letter. But being born of the Holy Ghost, we will be empowered to understand the gospel, that we will understand that with the indwelling of the Christ of God, we have the power to demonstrate the gospel and the truth of the gospel to help people that don't know and don't know that they don't know, to know how to come out of that darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we can be saved, Holy Ghost filled on the day that the Lord Jesus Christ come to get the church, to take it back home to be with the Lord forever. But if we continue to listen and give our ear to people that are just seeking to accomplish things in the flesh, just give our ear to people that don't acknowledge God, they don't worship God, keep those people out of ears. But let the Holy Ghost in you help you. Now, understand me when I say what I'm saying. I'm not saying that people that don't know God and don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I'm not saying that they don't have knowledge that can help us. But the knowledge that they help us can only be the knowledge that helps us along when it comes to the flesh. But when it comes to doing what God wants us to do, we're going to do as the psalmist said, look to the hill from which cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord. And when we do that, God's going to bless us, and he's going to demonstrate his presence in places that people that are in darkness, and there'll be people in darkness because they run in the same circle. They only talk the same thing. They live in the same thing. They live with the same attitude, the same mentality, the same spirituality. So, and they're still in darkness, and they don't know it. But the agape love of God has reached out and is helping us to enter into their lives through meekness and humility, but with the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because God so loved that he is loving on those that have rejected him, those that don't understand yet. He's still reaching out to them. This is why the scripture helps us to know that the long suffering of the Lord is our salvation. So let's give heed to the scripture that our life can be the light that people need to come out of darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is why we pray for our pastors. We pray and for preachers everywhere, particularly for pastors. Because the Bible teaches us that God said, once the people acknowledge their iniquity, then he would give them pastors after his own heart that would feed them with knowledge and with understanding. And when time unraveled, as time passed, God kept that prophecy and brought it to fulfillment, because initially he put his son in the earth in the flesh because he found no man worthy to be able to do what Jesus did, because all men that preceded him were conceived in sin and shapen in iniquity. But Jesus was not conceived in sin. So to help us to know that the working of the gospel of Jesus Christ will work in us to the benefit of humanity, that once we accept the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we have in us now what Jesus had in him then. So as he helped many, that still many rejected and tried to kill him, but as we move forward, we understand that there are people, because Satan is manipulating the mind of people, and for the most part, and it's sad to say, the minds that Satan is manipulating the most are the people that have the most in this life. Those are the minds that are being manipulated more than anyone else. So what we want to do, Jesus left it on record. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. Jesus said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So all we've got to do is live by the word, do what God has instructed us to do according to what's written. Not some new philosophy, but what's written. God's going to manifest his presence in our life. Amen. Forget like a child any injury done by somebody immediately. Never keep it in the heart. It kindles hatred. Swami Sivananda. Love God, love others, and love yourself again today. Let us pray. All all wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, again this morning, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Holy Father, for the opportunity to experience the dawning of this new day with the saints of our mind and activity of our limbs. And we're asking you, God, if you'd be so kind to continue to move by your spirit in our life and lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We ask you, God, again this morning, first and foremost, that you forgive us in whenever where we've failed you, in word, in deed, or in thought, that you allow the Holy Ghost, God, to manifest itself in our life, God, that you demonstrate your favor with us, God. You just keep us, God, reminded that with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us, and since you are for us, then who can be against us? So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, and we believe that you're going to do the things that you promised that you would do for us. God, and you're going to do it because we are walking in obedience to your word. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're asking you again, God, today. Again, I'm asking you, God, anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word and deed or in thought, please forgive us, Lord, and allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives. Let healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us as we go, so that when we preach and when we teach and as we demonstrate the truth of the gospel, people will be more apt to believe us when they see us as we are and they hear our testimonies that we were once where they are in darkness and didn't know it, that they will give heed to the gospel. So God bless these pastors, every pastor everywhere. Grant us all the refreshing again today, God, that we can preach and teach and demonstrate this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise. But God, particularly, we're going to demonstrate with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, because we know that there are people that are lost and they don't know that they're lost. There are some people that don't know that they have not come to the fullness of the understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because so many, God, feel like when they get the letter, they have satisfied everything. But God, what we come to understand, and we thank you for it, is when you sent your son in the land and taught the disciples how to walk in the Spirit and then sent back the Holy Ghost that we could receive the indwelling of your Spirit, that we could too walk in your Spirit, God, with the Holy Ghost in us, helping us to see that the letter alone is not enough. It proves to us, Holy Father, and we thank you for it, that even those that lived very steadfastly in the Mosaic law, they lived by the law, they believed in the law, they trusted in the law, God, and it was a schoolmaster for them. It gave them some parameters to stay within your will and your desire. But you, God, let the world know that the letter alone was not enough, in that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, into the land to help us to know that a man must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And when we, God, receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and we have the indwelling of the Christ of God, not only, God, have you qualified us and positioned us and commissioned us to go and do the things that Jesus did when he was in the earth, God, but we can speak the word only. We can resist the devil and make him flee as Jesus did. Hold your peace. Come out of him. Open blinded eyes. Open deaf ears. These are the things that we should be able to do with the indwelling of your Spirit, Holy Father. So we thank you for baptizing us with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for loving us in spite of us. Thank you for looking beyond our faults and our flaws, God, and you allowed us, hallelujah, God, to accept the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and it was at your discretion. So now we know that we have been saved, that by us others can be saved to come out of that darkness that they're in into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So through with clarity, with understanding, and with demonstration, your pastors, God, are going to help people that their faith will grow, their faith will increase. God, so much so that people will begin even the more to pray in their homes, and they'll pray as a family in their homes. They will pray, God, and drive out spirits in their homes, God, and when you see them endeavoring to do so in sincerity and in truth, God, you're going to move by the Holy Ghost in their homes, and God, hallelujah, and they're going to get that urgency in them to want to get to the church house and hear more clarity and understanding of the gospel, because you said the pastors would feed the people with knowledge and understanding. God, hallelujah. So when they get in the church house, you're going to baptize them too with the Holy Ghost. And they're going to, God, keep praying and keep reading your word together as a family in that home. They're going to drive out all those negative spirits, God, and they're going to find love coming back in their home, joy coming back in their home, peace coming back in their home, oneness coming back in their home, harmony coming back in their home, God, in a demonstration of your presence in their home. God, do it like only you can, we pray. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we know that this comes by hearing the preacher preach the truth, that our faith is increased, that we will do the things that you've charged us to do, even, God, for those that have lost loved ones, God, and their hearts are heavy, and many times, God, we know that people have said, hallelujah, that even if we didn't say it ourselves, we know that people have said, why did God take my son, my daughter, my wife, my husband, my loved one? Why did he have to do that? And the people, the devil try to lure people into the mindset to be angry with you, God, but I'm thanking you right now. I give you, I give you praise right now, God, hallelujah, because of the preaching of faith, the demonstration of faith in your word. God, people will not allow the enemy to take advantage of them in like fashion, God, hallelujah. But they're going to believe you, and they're going to trust you, God, and you're going to console them and comfort them and get them back on the right path in life, God, demonstrating the truth of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, you're going to turn those people back that have come to the knowledge of the truth and those that are right at the verge of the knowledge of the truth, and the devil manipulated their minds by presenting things to them, by providing things, or allowing them to get things in this life, God, by allowing them, putting people in their lives to do and they turn away from the truth. God, but we're praying and we're asking you this morning, when they realize that they're back in that darkness, when they realize that they messed up, when they begin to cry out, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I've failed you in word and deed or in thought. God, we know and we believe and we trust you. We know that you will hear their cry, and at your discretion, God, you're going to refresh them. You're going to restore them. You're going to get them back out of that darkness, back into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, hallelujah, when they cry out to you, Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me. God, when you determine that they are sincere, you're going to get them back on the right path in life, hallelujah, walking in the truth of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And not only that, God, but for those that have lost their self-sufficiency, you're going to restore their self-sufficiency, God, their financial independence, God, because you're the God of restoration. You're the repairer, God. You let Jesus come in the land as the repairer of the breaches in our life, God, because that's who you are, the repairer of, God. Our lives get torn and ripped and all apart because the enemy manipulates us on every front with everybody saying you said, hallelujah, and then we get all confused, God, but you allow the baptism of the Holy Ghost into our lives to repair those breaches, and we'll stop listening to all of those people that are preaching and teaching, and the things that they're preaching and teaching and advocating are contrary to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're going to shut them out. God, hallelujah, we will no longer give ear to them, but we're going to demonstrate the gospel in their lives. Hallelujah. God, because when they see us, God, because they heard us praying, Lord, please forgive me. Anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought. They've heard us making those prayers. God, hallelujah. And then they're going to see you restoring our livelihoods. They're going to see you, God, restoring our self-sufficiency. They're going to see you, God, hallelujah, restoring our financial independence. And they will even have to testify that they started going back to church and they got in church. They didn't hang out with us anymore. They didn't hang out with us on Saturdays and Friday nights and doing all kinds of things and going everywhere we used to do, and the drinking and the smoking and the drugging and all of the other promiscuity. They stopped doing all of that stuff. Hallelujah. That must be why the Lord restored their self-sufficiency. I believe I'm a triumph for myself. This is our hope. This is what, God, you chosen us to do, to help people come to that understanding, to come to that decision, to leave that crossroads in the life, make a decision to seek you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, and because of the preaching of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our faith will be increased, God, as it is increased, that when people find themselves in hospital rooms and sick beds and the doctors don't know what to do, God, but because of prayer, sincere prayer, God, from people that are walking upright before you, from people, that have been honest before you, they trust you. God, they've lived for you. They've spoken of you. They've demonstrated the truth. God, when they begin to cry out to you, and then they're crying out, Lord, forgive me. Anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought. God, you're going to hear their cry. And you're going to get them out of those sick beds, God, and get them back on their feet. Hallelujah. To help people to understand. They're going to amaze and astound even the medical professionals. To help them to understand that you're God and you're God alone. And you're a healer, you're a miracle worker, you're very present, you're omnipotent, you're omniscient. God, hallelujah, you're omnipresent, you're everywhere all the time, knowing everything with the power to restore, to break down, to build up. God, to create, hallelujah, because you're God and you're God alone. Hallelujah, and you're proven to us, it's you that have made us, not we ourselves, hallelujah. And when we come to the knowledge of the truth, we are reminded, hallelujah, no man come to you except you draw him. And we're drawn by giving heed to the gospel, hearing the truth, and living according to the truth. And when you are pleased, God, like you've done with so many, even from the day of Pentecost, you're going to feel baptized with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ, so that on the day that the Lord Jesus shall descend in the clouds of power and great glory, with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, and when that trump shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that are alive and remain on the earth shall be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air, and shall forever be with the Lord. Again, this is my hope, and I know that this is the hope of as many as are around the world that believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, that trust it without doubt. God, they're trusting you without doubt. Hallelujah. They're striving to live according to your word, God, without rejection, God. And you're going to move by your spirit, and we're going to all be caught up on that day to go meet the Lord and come home to be with you. And this is our hope, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. But we know that until that day shall come, that the enemy is still on the prowl, and he's seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. But we also know, God, hallelujah, that you're going to envelop us in your favor. You're going to continue to maintain our cause. You're going to be our shield and our buckler. You're going to be our defender, God, hallelujah. And you're going to defend our minds and our hearts, that we're going to be, God, be guided by you, God, in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We're not going to give heed to new ideas and thoughts and philosophies. We're going to hold fast to what's written, realizing again, God, hallelujah, that you're going to supply us with whatever it is that we need to do and to be, the charge that you put upon us according to your riches in glory. God, helping us to understand that you are in charge of it all. And when we do what you've charged us to do according to your written word and allow the indwelling of your spirit, you empower us to do the things that Jesus did when he was in the land. And we can rebuke the devil and make him flee from us. We can bind and we can loose and we can speak those things that are not as though they are. And you will manifest them in our lives. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. And we believe again today that you're going to give unto us the things that we require of thee, that we ask you for in Jesus' name. That's according to your word. Amen, and thank you, God, and we do believe it so. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Good morning again, everybody. Good afternoon. God bless you all, wherever you are, whatever time of the day it is. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Remember again today that things are not as bad as they seem, and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you got to keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So I bid you again today, go well, walking in the word of God, practicing the word of God, and do well, and as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.
Amen. I'm gonna learn how to pray. Amen. I'm gonna pray about to do this.